Welcome to Show Me What You Got with your boy Diola D. Brown on Territory FM 104.1. Now, this show brings you incredible tales of your favorite local, national, and international sports people. And right in the studio with us today is an international who is now very local, coach based in Darwin. He eats, sleeps, breathes basketball. Born in Israel, he started playing basketball since the age of 5. Now boasting over 16 years of coaching experience with a Women's League Coach of the Year award in 2017 for the championship season at the Darwin Basketball Association to show for it. Let's welcome Dan Sivan to the show.
Hey, Diola, how are you, man?
Not bad, man. Welcome to the program. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me.
A very eventful path you've had, you know, of course, coming all the way from Israel and down to the top. And tell us about what this journey has been like.
Oh, yeah, it's been quite a journey. Grew up in a small farm in the south of Israel. And then as every Israeli going, going to high school, going to the army, go to uni, meet a girl. And then the journey for Australia just was after a better quiet life, I guess, more relaxing environment. Didn't really feel like it fits my personality and my life and the way I want to run things, and my wife as well, so we decided to have a go. And here we are.
Interestingly, you were part of the Israeli Defense Force. You know, you also played basketball competitively over there. What was it like being a part of the Israeli Defense Force?
It's unlike anything you'll ever see in the world, because it's not like Australian Army. You don't work there. It's not paid. It's mandatory service.
Oh.
Every boy go for 3 years once you finish high school. Girls, 2 years, depends on their job. And it's different because you grow up, and I grew up in a house that my dad was a combat soldier as well. So you basically grow up with the fact that this is what you're going to do in life. And for most people, they don't even question it. They just know that's what's going to happen.
Wow.
And you finish your high school and everything is towards that. And it depends what day you're asking me. Some days it's a really great experience, and
absolutely.
I met great people and I have great friends. And some days you remember the stressful times and how much you didn't sleep and how much you walked and how much you carried stuff on your back and the dangerous stuff. So, and then you regret it a bit. But all around, I think if I didn't do it, I wouldn't be who I am.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be able to handle what I can handle today if I wasn't doing the army service.
Absolutely.
So it's building your personality in a way that's who you are.
Correct. And you've played basketball since you were 5 years old. You know, what got you into the game?
Friends play basketball, so you go play basketball. In Israel, we pretty much play soccer and basketball.
Yeah.
Somewhere around. So we all played, me and my friends always played soccer and basketball when we were kids. Around the age of 12, 13, I realized I don't really like soccer. I wasn't very good either. So, and I just decided I like basketball. So I went more towards the basketball more and more as my life went on. Did a lot of athletics in high school as well, in our school varsity, which was really great. As I got to coaching as well when I was 16, it's just basketball became pretty much my whole life.
First of all, as a player, take us through some of your most memorable moments playing.
So there was one game that I clearly remember when I was 15. We played against the best team in our competition, and we got to 2 overtimes. All of my friends from the starting five, they were all out in 5 fouls on the last overtime. And it was just me.
Whoa. You played 1 against 5.
No,
the starting five
went out. It was me and all the bench players.
And all the bench players. Okay, got you.
Players that probably some of them haven't seen a court in a while.
Oh.
And it was just me. And I remember I scored 7 points in that overtime.
Wow.
And we won 109-99.
Amazing. That is definitely a memorable moment.
Yeah, that was a very memorable game. The other game that I clearly remembered was I was actually the same year, and I played with our under 20s team. So I was 15, I was playing with 18,
wow,
19 year olds, and I scored 7 threes in that game.
Whoa.
So that was pretty much automatic. You know how it is. You just feel it and you shoot and it just goes in.
Yeah.
Was really a lot of those games that I remember. You know, you go through so many games playing. So it's really great.
And as a coach, what has been your most memorable moment?
It's a really tough one because I was never a coach of title.
Got you.
When I coached in Israel for about 10 years, I never won a title in Israel. And so I think for me, the most memorable, and I have, luckily for me, I think I'm pretty lucky to have a few of those already. Every time that a player goes in a session and tell me, oh, I got this, or when he comes back after a game, remember, Coach Dan, you told me this, you told me to do this, you taught me this, I'm doing it. I think those are my memorable
moments. That's a golden moment right there.
Not the, I lost more games that I've won as a coach, but for me, the relationship with the players, it's what I remember. Those are the stuff I remember.
Amazing. Dan, if you're just joining us, of course, we have our legendary coach all the way from Israel to Darwin. Of course, he's now very much a local Territorian coach, Dan Seven, on Show Me What You Get. Clearly, Dan, you're very versatile with your craft. I mean, you have a physical education bachelor's degree. You're a registered teacher in the Northern Territory, coaching course level 1 and 2 from Israel. You have an association of coaches accreditation. You're a gym and fitness, you know, instructor, diploma in behavioral analysis. You've been a lieutenant in the IDF, Israel Defense Force. And the list goes on and on, you know. But one of the best things I love on your resume is that you're a swimming instructor. And this is real funny because I probably found myself a new coach because I can't swim at all, you know.
Okay, I can teach you.
Are you willing to teach me that? But the question is, how do you juggle all these things that you have on your impressive resume, I must say?
I don't really juggle. I do all of it together.
Amazing.
So I think the good thing about the way my career developed and the way stuff went on in my life is that I managed to connect all of them together. Being a basketball player, being on an athletics team, then being a basketball coach, and then becoming a lieutenant in the army and educating soldiers and teaching them how things going there. I just moved on straight to coaching, went to university, studied teaching and coaching. So I think what I succeeded to do in my life is just connect all the dots together the whole time, to connect the behavior analysis to my basketball coaching, direct my teaching to my basketball coaching, and my basketball coaching to my teaching. Everything just goes back and forth. Yes, I'm doing a lot of stuff. So at the moment, I'm coaching under 10s, which I love. It's great to see those kids have motivation and have the sparkle in their eyes when they walk in the court. And it's just great. So whether I teach the game or whether I teach someone to do a squat or whether I teach someone to do a layup, for me, it's all the same. It's the same teaching experience and the same delivery of information.
Yeah, amazing. And right now, what would be your take on the current state of basketball in the Northern Territory, and what does the future hold for us?
I don't know what the future holds, but I do know, and that's something I feel very strongly about, that it's up to us. We have so much talent walking around the streets and going in the gym, and I see kids here love basketball, and you have so many people that are volunteers that love basketball, and you have so many good people around that just want to do good. But I think it's also, we have a weakness that we give in to the fact that we're a small town. I always tell people, I grew up in a small town. We were 25 boys in my age group.
Whoa.
and we would still manage to get a basketball team every year, and we still manage to win games.
Wow.
So I don't see that as something that you should even consider. It depends what we want to do. If you want basketball to succeed in Darwin, we need to make sure we're doing whatever it takes to make it work.
Yeah,
because we have the talent.
Absolutely. And winning the Women's League Coach of the Year in 2017, when your name was called, what does that moment mean to you?
It was a surprise. It was great to be recognized. I was surprised because I don't think that was my best coaching.
Well, you were recognized, man. And
I was recognized. It's great.
That's greatness. I mean, and if you're your biggest critic, that's what happened.
If I would have gone back, I would have done a lot of things differently. But it was a great thing just to be recognized, especially for me coming to a new place.
And what's next for Coach Dan?
I don't know. At the moment, I enjoy teaching in the Lachlan.
Okay.
I love it. I think for me it's a good fit because I love what I do, and I love teaching kids. I love the under 10 in Ansett. Ansett is a great club, and they've been my family.
Yep. Absolutely.
Every time I say that, it gets me.
Oh. We need some paper wipes here now. Come on. It's all right. That's amazing. It's amazing.
I love what I do.
Yeah.
And I've been through so much, so I just go with whatever fits me in that pathway. At the moment, this is what I do. This is what I enjoy.
Now, I understand you eat, leave, and sleep and dream basketball, you know, and...
Yeah, my wife is here nodding. She's just going to nod.
Don't worry, I understand that. We are the same. So, I mean, that's what we're ballers for life, and we say ball is life. Thank you so much, Dan. Man, it's been incredible having you in the studio. But right before we let you go, what gift of an advice you have for this next generation that's looking up to you and want to take up basketball or chase chase their dreams and live their life the way you have and travel the world and experience these beautiful things you have?
I think one is don't be afraid to try and take risks. That's for one, because then you just keep on doing what you're doing. The second one is if you decide, if you want to do something, just make sure that you are willing to do what it takes. Because I think I met a lot of kids that want to do this, they want to be this, they want to be that. We all want to be things, but as soon as they get to what it actually takes to be something, they get a slap in the face. And just be ready if, yeah, you find out at some point that everything you want to do is hard. Because with everything you want to do, you're going to compete with other people. And everything you will want to do, you would have to go through a lot of hoops to get there. Me and my wife went through a lot of hoops to get here. I went through a lot of hoops to be a basketball coach and to be a teacher in Australia. But it just depends what you want to do. If you want to do it, just don't look to the side. Just go ahead and do what it takes. And then if you realize on the way that you're not willing to do what it takes, probably need to go do something else.
Pretty much. That's pretty much one of the best advices I've heard in a long time. Hey, don't be afraid to try and take risks. Be willing to do what it takes. Beautiful, wise, and insightful words from Dan Sivan there, our legendary and very own local coach in Darwin. Thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thanks, y'all. It's been a pleasure.
Appreciate it. And of course, to Maria, thank you for coming alongside Dan. We have to recognize your presence, of course. Your very own Diola D. Brown. Catch you next time on Show Me What You Got.